forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head over all. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. True Lord and mighty King, during this week when we've seen new rulers arise and new orders enacted under the false shroud of justice, we praise you as the only rightful, ultimate authority, the only one who can both define and enact true justice in this world. As we see your commands spurned, and as we see those celebrated who blaspheme your rule, give us comfort in the knowledge that the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, and the time is short for the form of this world to be passing away. Give us your perspective, so that weeping we may not weep. While weeping for those who will be abused by this world before being abandoned to the despair of their own perversity, grant us comfort in your promise that this all leads to your ultimate triumph over history. Work that triumph through us, that we might not sorrow nor seek vengeance should these upcoming years bring slander, theft, or imprisonment. Instead, may we follow your example, you whose captors stripped off your last worldly possession and cast lots for it, while mocking, beating, and killing you. May we likewise buy as though we did not possess, and use this world as though we had no use for it. May we respond to your call like Simon and Andrew, who immediately cast off their nets. May we respond to your call like James and John, who immediately left their father Zebedee. May we, without a second thought, immediately leave behind our own earthly goods, our own earthly relationships, if it means becoming servants of your kingdom. And dear Lord, in this service, give us the words and means to declare your prophecies against our fair city. While we enter a dark time, we pray for your strength, that it might not take the darkness of the belly of a whale to finally spur us to do our duty. Give us the confidence you finally gave Jonah, that we may not be bedazzled by our exceedingly great city, but would trust in both the truth and the efficacy of your word to bring the mighty to repentance. We pray that our great city would respond as did Nineveh, that you might relent from the disaster that you promise for those who rebel. While illuminating rebels, may the gospel of the kingdom of God also catch an ever-increasing supply of those fishers of men, those harvesters, those preachers whose blessed feet bring good news. We pray today for those harvesters among us who suffer, and especially for Alan. Be with him in the weakness of his body, and supply him with your strength. Let your gospel bring him comfort, and also comfort Norma as she suffers with him. We pray for all of those in our midst who suffer under sickness, loss, loneliness, or despair. Bring your personal healing to each one of them. And yes, we also pray for our elected officials, for Mayor Patrick Madden, for Governor Andrew Cuomo, and for President Joe Biden. We pray for those in authority over us that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. However, we also pray that you would give your church the opportunity to reach those in power, that they would hear the call of their King, and that they might be convicted of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Yet if instead you've chosen to raise them up that you might show your power over them, then your will be done and may your name be declared in all the earth. If the nations rage, the people plot a vain thing, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, then give us, your followers, the strength to turn the other cheek, walk 2 miles, give away our cloak, love our enemies, lose our lives, and show forth your strength out of our weakness. In these insipid times, preserve our saltiness. In these dark times, use us to shine forth your light. It is only because of the gospel of that light of the world, by the power of the Spirit, and to the glory of the Father, that we stand today and recite the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Blessed is he who comes in the name.
Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and gave thanks. Father God, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But you have given to us the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore, Lord, give us this bread. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he come. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
I shall.
Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and his blood may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Amen.